to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is Don Goldberg, and I want to welcome you to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Sam Forbes.
Good afternoon, Don and everyone.
And our medical co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon and happy Indian summer.
Yes, isn't it beautiful outside today? I'm sure everybody's walking around holding their little transistor radios to their ear, listening to the Wilner Window and enjoying the beautiful weather.
I'm sure they are.
We have somebody else in the studio today, a special guest, Dan Lifton. I'll let Sam do the introduction. Sam?
Okay, thank you, Don. It would be my pleasure. Dan Lifton is the Director of Educational Outreach of the AHCC Research Association. As you might expect, he is an expert on AHCC, and that is a unique natural compound developed in Japan from hybridized medicinal mushrooms, which has been clinically proven to be a powerful immune regulator. The AHCC Research Association is a non-for-profit organization with membership consisting of researchers, healthcare professionals, and industry leaders who are committed to expanding the research, use, and knowledge about this very unique compound. These days, especially when there's so much concern about immune system-related problems, and as we approach or are already in cold and flu season, as I'm actually sort of getting a bit of a cold myself, a flu season made worse and more worrisome due to concerns over the H1N1 virus, and learning about nutritional supplements like AHCC would certainly be a top priority. So we thought it would be a good, would be the right time to invite Dan to speak with us today. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dan.
Thank you very much, Sam. Good to be here.
Okay, Dan. First, let me say that Dan also wears another hat and will be talking about his other functions later on. He is the CEO of Quality of Life, which is a company that markets, among other things, some AHCC products. But we'll get into that a little bit later, because actually I'll give you guys a little teaser. Later in the program, we're going to talk about some other products, some pretty fascinating things, including a newly discovered vitamin. So make sure that you stay tuned to hear about that. Anyway, Dan, we've been talking about the immune system and those supplements that affect the immune system for several weeks now. Naturally, we have mentioned AHCC many times during that period, but there may be some listeners who don't know exactly what AHCC is. So I thought it would be good to have you start off by just kind of giving us the overview as to what AHCC is.
Sure, Don. AHCC is an acronym for active hexose correlated compound. Not that we ever expect anyone to remember that. But it is a unique compound that is manufactured from several subspecies of Japanese medicinal mushrooms. And it was actually discovered in the 1980s when Japanese researchers found that in addition to beta-glucans, which I'm sure a lot of you listeners are already familiar with, Japanese mushrooms also contain a very small amount of alpha-glucan, which is a related compound, but one that was found to have far superior immunomodulating properties. The challenge was that alpha-glucans are very poorly absorbed in the body. So those researchers set out to figure out a way to, create a mushroom type that would be very rich in alpha-glucans, and B, be able to modify it to reduce its molecular weight so that it can be easily absorbed by the body. And after about 5 years of research, they developed what we now call AHCC, which is a highly absorbable mushroom extract containing this very unique alpha-glucan that has been found subsequently in numerous clinical studies to be a very powerful immune modulator.
Okay, so the we know that there are a lot of supplements on the market that contain extracts of various mushrooms, including shiitake and reishi and a bunch of other immune-enhancing mushrooms, and we know that these things do have an effect on the immune system. But what you're telling us, and what I think you're going to explain in a moment, is that there's a lot of research that supports what you're telling us, both in animals and humans. What you're saying is that this product actually is superior because of the fact of two facts. Number one, it's absorbed better, and number two, it contains some additional glucan fractions. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. What's different about AHCC is that it has a high content of this special type of alpha glucan. Whereas if you look at the profile of most mushrooms, which by the way are wonderful to take, and we're big proponents of any mushroom extracts, but those extracts tend to be beta glucan rich and not and contain barely any alpha glucan. So it's precisely because of the alpha glucan content and its very low molecular weight. Just to give you a point of reference, not that we're all microbiologists here, but the molecular weight of HCC is only 5,000 daltons as opposed to 200,000 daltons for the majority of other mushrooms. So
that's a whole bunch of daltons.
It's a lot of daltons, but you can see 5,000 versus 200,000. You can see the big difference, and that's what makes HCC so bioactive.
Okay. Well, now, you know, we talk about various supplements that supposedly have an immune-enhancing function. One of the reasons I was so glad that you were able to come by today is that, you know, rarely do we have as much clinical research, as much published research and studies on a supplement as we do on AHCC. And, you know, the question always is, well, it's one thing to say that it enhances immune function, but you guys actually can explain exactly what it does for the immune system. Why don't you give us a quick explanation as to just how it has this effect on the immune system?
Sure, Don. Great question. AHCC is unique because it actually has a trimodal efficacy. The first thing that it does, and actually maybe what I should do is use a military analogy because we all can typically relate to it. You can think of your body's immune system as an army. And just as an army has different types of troops, so does your immune system. It has different types of white blood cells. So the first type that HCC has efficacy on is something called a dendritic cell or DC cell. And you can think of those cells as border guards. The reason why is that they live in every part of your body that has contact with the outside world. So your nasal passages, your respiratory tract. And the job and the function of those dendritic cells is to intercept any external agents, whether it's viruses or infections or abnormal cells, whatever it is they're trying to get into the body, and those dendritic cells basically chop up those foreign agents and the body disposes of them. So the first mode of action of HCC is that it increases the number and activity of these DC cells, of these border guards, helping your body stave off these foreign agents. The second mode of action for HCC is that increases the activity of natural killer cells, or NK cells. And you can think of NK cells as special elite forces. Their job is to identify foreign agents, which are often hard to detect by other cells. And once they identify those abnormal cells, viral cells, etc., they actually attach themselves to those cells, and they implant a small kernel akin to a grenade and basically implode those cells there, what we call cytotoxic. So HCC has been clinically proven to increase the activity of these natural killer cells, thereby helping reduce those external cells. And finally, HCC increases the activity of cytokines, which are these chemical messengers whose job it is to wake up the rest of the immune system and have them come to the rescue of the body. So it's because of this trimodal action that we believe the HCC has produced the types of clinical outcomes that we've seen in clinical studies.
Okay, good. Very impressive. I'll tell you what, we're going to continue this discussion, but it's time for us to take a short break. We have to air a few commercials here. So we'll get back to our discussion about AHCC and how it affects the immune system in just a moment. And we'll start taking your phone calls a little bit later in the hour. So if you do want to start giving us a call to line up for that, let me give you the phone number. It's 1-800-321-0710. So if you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, or especially about the immune system, AHCC, the colds and flus, anything along those lines, please feel free to give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we're here with Dan Lifton from the AHCC Research Foundation, and we'll be back after these quick words from our sponsors. New Zealand blackcurrant is king of the superfruits due to its high concentrations of unique polyphenols. New Zealand blackcurrants promote healthy eye function. How? By renewing the rhodopsin pigment in your eyes, which helps you see in dim light. Renewed rhodopsin also alleviates eye fatigue and floaters caused by computer screens and similar technologies. New Zealand blackcurrants contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins. These flavonoids are powerful antioxidants. Blackcurrants from New Zealand mean the highest purity and potency due to its clean environment and strong southern latitude sun. It's never too early to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jaru Formula's blackcurrant extract in capsules, Jaru's Vision Optimizer formula, or Jaru's famous 4-to-1 juice extract. Jaru Formula's, your source of high-potency New Zealand blackcurrant super formulas. Okay, and by the way, I just want to point out that the full line of Jaru Formula supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price. I also want to remind you that if, in fact, you are looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, well, you should stop by Wilner Chemist's. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. Here's some examples of some great discount pricing now in effect. Listen to this. Doctor's Best, from 40 to 50% off on the entire line. New Chapter, 40% off on the entire line. Source Naturals, Natrol, 35% off the entire lines. Country Life, American Health, Nature's Way, and others, the full line's 30% off. And Solgar is on sale. Jaro, as I said, is on sale. Enzymatic Therapy is on sale. Allergy Research Group is on sale. Again, the full lines. And there's even more. So you can check out the full listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And do you have our current product reference catalog or our current sale flyer? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you'd like, we can mail them to you. If you're not on our Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number, again, is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website, as Don just told you, at www.wilner.com, and you can subscribe online. But even better, you can visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan, or you can visit us in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. In in Atlanta. We're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals, will resume our conversation. We'll start taking your calls in just a moment.
You can always count on Doctors Best to bring you great deals on the quality nutritional supplements you want. One that I know you want is CoQ10, supplement now recognized as so valuable everybody should be taking it, especially if you're on statin drugs. Doctors Best has a complete line of high absorption CoQ10 supplements in veggie caps or soft gels, and they're now on sale at 50% off list. To put it another way, one half price. How's that for a deal? CoQ10 is a powerful antioxidant, plays a role in cellular energy production, immune function, and heart health. You don't want to miss this opportunity to stock up on high absorption CoQ10 from Doctors Best, not when you can get it at half price. Doctors Best, because you deserve it. The entire line of Doctors Best products is now on sale at Wilner Chemist, starting at 40% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Dr. Richard Podell is here with me. And Dan Lifton, who is currently answering questions about AHCC and his capacity as, a Director of Educational Outreach for the AHCC Research Association. So let's get back to that discussion, because I have a lot of questions that I want to ask. Number one, AHCC, a more powerful, well-absorbed mushroom extract that enhances immune system function. Here's a question. Now, obviously, there's two ways that we utilize or we look for benefits from immune-enhancing supplements. One is to actually treat an existing health problem. We come down with the flu, we come down with the cold or something, we can even be talking about things like cancer, and we want to take things to help us treat those conditions. Those are therapeutic purposes. But the other thing that we look for is something that'll have a more preventive type action, something that'll help us to better ward off coming down with these infections and problems in the first place. Where does AHCC fit into that continuum, Dan?
Well, one of the reasons why we succumb to infections, whether these are bacterial infections or viral infections or even fungal infections, is that the immune system is unable to ward those infections coming after the body. In a sense, our bodies are always under attack from external agents. Also, our bodies are always under attack even internally, because the body is constantly producing abnormal cells. And it's the job of the immune system to basically get rid of them and to zap them. And if the immune system is functioning below its optimal level, that's when we get sick. Unfortunately, there are many lifestyle factors that can negatively impact the immune system. Sugar consumption, lack of sleep, lack of exercise, poor diet. As we age, our immune systems naturally deteriorate, a concept referred to as immunosenescence. So most of us in an environment where there are times when our immune system is not functioning at its full capacity, and that's exactly why we tend to be susceptible to those viruses. What AHCC does is that it helps restore immune function. So if your NK cells are not performing as well as they should, if your dendritic cells are not active enough, if the cytokines are not communicating to the body when the body needs to activate, AHCC helps restore that activity. And that's exactly why it has that preventative effect.
Okay, so for people who feel fine at the moment, but who are looking to strengthen their immune system and just to improve their resistance, there's no reason why they can't be taking AHCC on a general prophylactic basis.
Absolutely. And in Japan, where AHCC is the number one selling compound for the immune system, that's exactly what people do. They basically treat it as a vitamin, your daily vitamin for the immune system. In Japan, I mean, the immune category is quite large here, but in Japan, there's massive awareness about the importance of the immune system to long life, anti-aging, and the recognition that a large number of diseases have to do with the deterioration of the immune system, either it being underactive or actually it being hyperactive, which is what we refer to as inflammation. So the fact that AHCC has the ability to restore normal immune function but without overstimulating the immune system or posing that risk as some other herbs may makes it very compelling for really all year-round immune support.
Okay, now you've mentioned, you've dropped the term viral infections a couple times, and of course we talked about the cold and flu, and we've been talking about the flu, it's on everybody's mind. Not all supplements have been shown to be specifically effective against viral infections. Has there been any evidence on AHCC that shows that it is a specifically effective against virus infections?
Sure, that's a great question, and maybe I should start with the disclaimer, which is that obviously with all the attention that the swine flu in particular is getting, we get a lot of questions about AHCC and the swine flu. So let me go on record to say that there is no research that has been done to date on AHCC or the swine flu. And in fact, there hasn't been any research on any pharmaceutical product or nutritional supplement for that particular strain. Obviously, we have the vaccine, but other than that, there is nothing out there. What's unique about AHCC is that it's been there are really two directions of research we've taken. One had to do with generally showing that AHCC helps immune function in healthy adults, in elderly people, as well as in immune-compromised individuals. So we know that it boosts the immune system. And secondly, in animal studies, we've tried to test AHCC in response to a variety of different infections. That includes viral infections, including the regular influenza virus, which actually is also in the H1N1 family, but that's sort of the seasonal day-to-day. And there were two studies done on that were published in the Journal of Nutrition. There was a study that was done in China on AHCC and bird flu. There was a study done at University of Colorado on AHCC and the West Nile virus. There were studies done on MRSA, which is a hospital-borne infections, and even on Candida. So you have viral infections, bacterial infections, and fungal infections. And again, these were animal studies, but the conclusion was the same, which is that AHCC was an effective agent. So by doing that, what we've basically shown is that AHCC tends to work independent of the type of infection you have. And the reason why is that AHCC doesn't go directly and fight an infection. What it does is that it supports your immune system. It boosts your immune system. And it's the immune system then basically, you know, it goes and takes care of the rest. So what is really compelling about AHCC is that it's the only natural compound out there that we know of that's been tested in response to a large variety of infections, and that these were studies were published. They were published in prestigious peer-reviewed journals. And at the same time, there's a significant body of evidence in terms of clinical research showing that AHCC has the ability to stimulate immune response. So the evidence is quite compelling.
Okay. All right. I tell you what, when we come back from this next break, Dan, I'm going to ask you to tell the people how they can get a look at some of these research studies to see, to satisfy any curiosity that they might have. Maybe you'll give us a website address. But we'll do that in just a moment because we're going to take a little break. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex Capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B complex from Country Life also contains alpha lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
Okay, and now for a quick check on the traffic.
And as you hit the roads right now, Long Island Expressway westbound side is going to be extremely heavy as you head into the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Why is that? Midtown Tunnel heading into town is closed down for weekend-long road work. As a result, everybody's using the outbound tube to travel, and things are very, very busy for you there. Pick any other East River crossing. It will be much better than the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Over at the George Washington Bridge heading into town, looks like we're tied up about 5 minutes for the upper deck. Downstairs, no problems. Lincoln and Holland Tunnels, I'm not seeing any major backups for you. And if you're going to be traveling on the Belt Parkway, both directions at Erskine Street, look for company. Westbound side, there's an accident. At least one lane's going to be blocked off. Getting across the Tappan Zee Bridge, I'm not seeing any delays right now. Palisades Interstate Parkway, northbound side at exit 11 in Rockland County, a crash. This report brought to you by Sublet.com. Need a rental for a week, month, or year? Find the perfect apartment, sublet, or roommate at Sublet.com. Posting rental at Sublet.com is free. Call 877-4RENT or visit Sublet.com.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowe, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowe is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowe promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowe can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowe from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR. W-O-R.
How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, you should know about Konica QH Ubiquinol, the active form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a stimulant like caffeine or sugar. It provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's in every cell of your body. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also block your production of CoQ10. Taking Konica QH Ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users so you can feel young again. Look for Ubiquinol in your favorite supplement brand at any of our Wilner Chemist locations.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. This is Don Goldberg. You're listening to The World in the Window. Sam Forbes is with me. Dr. Richard Podell is with me. And Dan Lifton, who is the, Director of Educational Outreach of the AHCC Research Association. Sorry about that, Dan, but it's a different page. Anyway, there are a couple of folks on the phone.
Don, can I ask a question?
Let me just say something first, and then I'll give it to you, okay? There are a couple folks on the phone, and we'll get to those calls shortly. If you also want to join the queue of folks on the phone, I'll give you the phone number. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. We'll be getting to the phones in about 5 or 10 minutes. I was going to say, okay, before I forget, Dr. Podell, I wanted to give Dan a chance to tell the people how they can get more information on AHCC. I know that the Quality of Life website, which is www.q-o-l.com, has some information, but I think, Dan, there's a specialized website for AHCC also, isn't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So what we did is we've aggregated all of the research studies on AHCC on a single website, which is a purely an informational site. There's no commercial information out there, so it's basically third-party literature. And you can get all of that, including downloading the studies, by going to www.ahccresearch.org. So that's one word, www.ahccresearch.org. You can read about HCC in general, and then if you click on the research link, you can read the little abstracts, and if you want to download the whole study, you can do that too. You'll need to enter the password, which is AHCC, and then you can read the full studies over there. So.
Okay, great. Okay, Dr. Podell, you had a question.
Yeah. As I look through the National Library of Medicine research, it's clear that there's a real case to be made for using AHCC with cancer. There's also clear that there's various immune stimulations that occur, but there's very little, if any, literature on which specific diseases are in fact going to improve with this. As a alternative practicing physician or as a listener to the show, given that it's a fairly expensive product, for what condition should people be venturing this? And then I want to tie it together with, before the show, a certain member of our staff here said he's sort of getting the flu, and he asked how much AHCC might he take. And it turned out it was a much larger dose than is on the label, because the label is for, I guess, standard use for prevention. So that's sort of a different question. What do you use it for? And then what dose should you use if what you're trying to do is not prevent, but to actually treat an illness?
Sure, great question. Let me just quickly address the latter. Actually, on the label, we do say that you should take between 2 and 6 capsules daily. So the range is 1 to 3 grams a day. We've done dose-dependent studies showing that HCC starts being effective at 500 milligrams a day, but it is dose-dependent. So the more you take, the more effective it is. So generally what we do is we recommend for your general prophylactic every day, 1 gram a day. And if you're, you know, in the middle of the flu, or if you're basically feel like it's coming on, we recommend taking basically 6 capsules a day for a couple of days.
So like 2-3 times a day, something like that?
Well, in general, what we recommend, and for example, when we do clinical studies, there's one we're in the middle that we're actually doing a clinical study on AHCC and seeking to show that it enhances the activity of the vaccine. So we have 2 groups of people. One, all of them get a vaccine, half of them get HCC, half of them don't. And then 3 weeks later, we're looking at their blood parameters. And in that trial, we're using 3 capsules in the morning, 3 capsules at night, so you get 3 grams a day. So that's what we'd recommend.
The 3 capsules of the 500 milligram.
Correct, exactly.
Okay.
So you're getting 3 grams a day in a divided dose. Then to Dr. Podell's first question, which is an excellent question, one that to some extent presents a challenge for us, because AHCC became known in the United States initially really in the oncology space, because there's a whole branch of oncology that's really growing today in the field of basically immunotherapy or their approach to the stimulation of the immune system as a means to basically fighting the tumor growth, etc. And because the HCC is such a powerful immune modulator, and because there were some very large studies done in the oncology space, it's been adopted into that community. But the next question that came up is, what other types of patients can benefit? So in Japan, for example, there are several dozen hospitals who use the HCC as a standard regimen for every single incoming patient coming to the hospital. The reason why is, as we all know, hospital-borne infections are a huge problem. In fact, I think the statistics say that there are more people that wind up having complications from hospital-borne infections than from what they came into the hospital in the first place. So that's why the shift of research, et cetera, has really focused to try to really focus on general immune system parameters. As Dr. Patel observed, we've shown in clinical studies that HCC stimulates certain specific white blood cells, et cetera. The next question becomes, well, can you clinically show that HCC actually helps, you know, fight influenza, for example, in human subjects? The challenge of doing those studies is that when you're doing a mouse study, you take 100 mice, you infect half of them, you don't infect others, you test for them. Unfortunately, for ethical reasons, you can't do that in human clinical studies. So in order for you to do that, you'd need to take something like several thousand patients, follow them, see which ones are, you know, potentially falling ill, and then test it that way. And we're continuing to apply for NIH grants, because those are the types of size of grants where you can do those very large clinical studies. However, we feel that the research we have on the human clinical side showing the improvement of those parameters, and then the animal research in which we show HCC's efficacy in response to those specific viruses, and the fact that there's been a lot of translational research where we've shown something in an animal model and then replicated in the human model, makes it very compelling. However, we hear your point 100%. We would love nothing more but to have a specific human clinical study where we can quantify, you know, what percentage reduction in the risk of contracting influenza HCC can produce, yes. And that's where we're working.
I do a lot of work with chronic fatigue syndrome, and I know you were talking with Paul Chaney, who is one of the co-discoverers of chronic fatigue syndrome, to do some testing. For me to recommend a patient to take HCC, say, for 3 months and see what happens, that's a fairly large, I'm not sure how much it costs, but I think mm-hmm. it's a moderately large investment for them. Most of these people don't have much money. So to juggle which things to venture on is difficult.
You're 100% right. First of all, one of the challenges with HCC in general is that it's a very expensive compound to produce. You know, ironically, pharmaceuticals cost a lot, but most pharmaceuticals are very cheap mm-hmm. to make. It's all about, you know, monetizing the intellectual property. But in Japan, the product is very expensive to make, and that's really been a challenge. We've had...
Let me throw an answer or two in to the mix here. If, you know, Dr. Podell, if you have to, you know, face a decision like that, that to me, one of the things that you want to take into account, of course, is if you're going to recommend, you know, something to a patient, one or more supplements, you obviously want to choose the ones that you feel are the most likely to work. I know in your case, you're always impressed with the clinical research behind a product. If you have a choice of supplements and there is one that has, you know, a 50 or 100 studies behind it that support its use, then forgetting about price for the moment, I would think that would lead you to want to choose that particular supplement. Yes, of course, price has to issue into it, but, you know, it shouldn't be the primary consideration. You want to have something that works. And if it costs a little bit more, then that's the way it is. The other thing that I wanted to make sure that you touched on, and as part of Dr. Podell's question, Dan, was this question that we always get. Well, if something is going to enhance immune function, is it going to cause problems with those health conditions where the immune system is already too active, you know, arthritis, the rheumatoid thing, the autoimmune disease situation. And I was curious also to hear whether or not you have a basis for either recommending or not recommending AHCC under those conditions as well.
Sure. In terms of autoimmune, this is a question that we get very, very frequently. So there are about 70,000 people in Japan that take HCC, and our estimate is about 30,000 here in the U.S. Some of them are young, but a very large percentage of them are older patients. So first of all, we have a lot of anecdotal evidence on individuals with arthritis and a variety of other autoimmune disorders, and the fact that we keep adverse event reporting to know that it doesn't create any problems or worsen any conditions such as arthritis. We do have also, obviously, we have a lot of safety data in general. There was a phase one study done in Harvard on toxicity and potential side effects, etc. But the third point that I would make, and probably the most important, is that there is some indicative research that HCC may actually help calm down a hyperactive and overactive immune system. We have one study that was done, actually it was in animal models, but on diabetes, and diabetes is an inflammation-related order. And right now, the new area of research where we are planning to dedicate some funding of the HCC Research Association is looking at conditions like, for example, allergy, where you have a hyperactive immune system. On a theoretical basis, one likely reason why HCC may be helpful in these conditions, and again, I want to emphasize that we don't have any clinical research to show its efficacy, but theoretically, there's been research coming out that dendritic cells play a very important role in basically moderating the body's response in a situation where it would be hyperactive. We know that HCC increases the activity of these dendritic cells. So we have a hypothetical mode of action, and we feel that we may be able to produce some compelling research to show it how it helps. But certainly based on a lot of evidence that we've seen in terms of usage so far, HCC has not created any negative impact for people with such conditions. Having said that, we always say to be conservative that if you have any type of an immune disorder, any supplement, anything you're going to take, you really need to do it in consultation and conjunction with your healthcare professional. And we at the Research Association work with doctors a lot where we provide them with the research so they can review it. And this gets me back to Dr. Padel's question. We'll have doctors who will call and say, you know, I've got a patient. I want to try HCC on them, but it's too expensive for the patient. And for select individuals, for select doctors, we'll provide free samples so that the doctor can try it out. And if it, you know, produces wonderful effects, that's great. And if not, you know, the doctors learn something, and we have as well. But we really try to make our best effort to make HCC available and to have practitioners try it for.
Yeah, we have another. Yeah, we have another thing about price that I was going to hold off mentioning until a little bit later. But I guess this is a good time for it. The Quality of Life brand AHCC, both the 500 milligram and the 250 milligram, is currently on sale at Wilner Chemists at 44% off list price. How's that for a deal? So I think the list price is over, is in the $80-some dollars, $80-$85 or maybe more. It's, I think, the actual price for the 500 milligram right now at Wilner's $47.60 a bottle. So we have it at a very attractive price right now. The same thing applies, like I said, to the 250 milligram size, 44% off. Another quick thing relative to Dr. Podell's comment, I don't know how much this affects what you have to say, Dan, but of course, you know, the question of which specific diseases would a given supplement be appropriate for is a ticklish thing, because theoretically we cannot say that a supplement will cure or prevent a particular health condition. That puts it into the category of a drug, and the FTC and the Federal Trade Commission, they frown upon that. So that's another little problem there. Anyway, okay, having said all of that, I'm afraid that we're going to have to take another quick break, and then I promise when we get back from the break, we will get to the telephone. So the number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about AHCC, HCC, the immune system, other vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, or nutrition, please feel free to give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll pause for a moment first to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy McKay, which is brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements. Nordic Naturals, by the way, is now on sale at Wilner Chemists on 25% off list price. Here is Dr. McKay.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy McKay with a nutrition update. Did you know that omega-3 fatty acids play a distinct role in protecting the eyes? It's true. Research shows that omega-3 fats from fish oil protect eye cells from free radical damage, support healthy vision, and promote optimal tissue moisture. Your eyes have a unique biochemical demand for the omega-3 fats, EPA and DHA from fish oil. Omega-3 fats, which are almost absent from the typical Western diet, are highly concentrated within the eye and are necessary to maintain healthy structure and function of these delicate tissues. Omega-3 levels within the eye have been shown to support internal repair systems that operate in response to oxidative stress and inflammation. The protective action of omega-3 fatty acids in the eye is associated with a decreased likelihood of having age-related damage to eye tissue. The newest research findings in human clinical trials show that omega-3 fats from fish oil provide the foundation for healthy eyes, good vision, and optimal ocular moisture. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy McKay.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent, Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
Did you know that most probiotic brands state their potency claim at the time of manufacture? You really don't know how many active live cultures you're really getting when you take those products. Not with Nature's Way Primidophilus probiotics. All Nature's Way probiotics come with a true potency guarantee. That's right, a true potency guarantee, meaning Nature's Way probiotics are guaranteed to be the full potency the entire shelf life. When they say you'll get 15 billion active cultures in the new Primidophilus probifia, that's what you're getting. 15 billion active cultures. Also, with Primidophilus Intensive, which has 100 billion active cultures per dose, you're really getting 100 billion. Nature's Way has taken the guesswork out of probiotics with the true potency guarantee. When you take Primidophilus probiotics, you can be assured that what you're taking is really what you're getting. Finally, a probiotic with real guts and a true potency guarantee to back it up. Primidophilus probiotics with true potency guarantee, exclusively from Nature's Way. Available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Sam Forbes is here with me. Dr. Richard Podell is here with me. And Dan Lifton is here with me. We're talking about AHCC right now, and we're going to get to the telephones as soon as I just mention to you that this portion of the Wilner in the Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primidophilus probiotic supplements, the ones with the true potency guarantee. I also want to point out that this entire line of Nature's Way products is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. Wow, what a deal. Okay, I think we've kept the folks waiting on the phone for long enough. Let's get to the phones now and answer a few questions. Let's go first to Joe, who is in Long Island. Welcome, Joe. How can we help you?
Hi, I'm calling for a 35-year-old female who came down with shingles. It started with serious itching on the back and then pain. I'm just wondering what whether AHCs would be a good idea for that.
Okay, that's a good question. Dan, do you have any input on that?
Well, Joe, I'm not a medical doctor, so actually I'd prefer to, in general, to defer to Dr. Podell on this one. But, again, HCC has been tested in enhancing the immune response in response to a variety of infections. So I think it's in that context that you should consult a healthcare professional like Dr. Podell. And the one thing that I would just add, which kind of relates to the comment that Don left off with before the commercial, HCC, as we say, doesn't prevent, treat, or cure any disease. What HCC does is that it activates the immune system, and it's the immune system that basically has and offers all of that bioactivity. So in that context, let me turn over to Dr. Podell.
Well, okay, so with the understanding that no one's really studied this, it would seem reasonably likely that AHCC could help in the acute case of shingles. However, and it would also seem, I don't want to say likely, it is highly plausible that you could use it as a preventive, since shingles really occurs when the immune system is weakened, such that the chickenpox virus that's sitting in your body all the time comes out. Now, where people get most trouble with shingles, though, is not the initial infection or the initial flare-up, but there seems to be nerve damage later on where the people keep hurting. Now, that does not seem to respond to antivirals, and therefore, most likely, just increasing the immune system probably would not help it either. That seems to be kind of a distortion and damage in the nerves themselves, and so I would probably want to look in a different direction for treating the longer-term so-called post-herpetic neuralgia.
Okay. Thank you for that call, Joe. I hope that was of some help at least. Let's move on to our next caller, which would be Jason in Queens. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Jason. How can we help you today?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if AHCC reaches the blood-brain barrier. I mean, I've heard that Maitake does, but I'm specifically AHCC.
It's something that we've never really looked into or studied. Our focus has really been on basically measuring the efficacy of HCC in response to either some kind of external threats or in general in terms of maintaining the immune system. So I think that the relevance and importance, and Dr. Podell can generally correct me, of penetrating the blood-brain barrier is that sometimes it is an indication of whether a compound is working. I personally hear...
Well, basically, if you want to treat something going on in the brain, then it's got to get in there. And there are many things that don't get in there that, you know, sometimes you have to set up all these pumps and put it actually into the brain. I think we basically don't know. If there's been no published literature, we don't know if AHCC will get in there or not. And so I would put it as a lower priority if we're treating something in the brain. Now, has there been any neurological toxicities or side effects from it? And I take it from what Dan was saying, there probably have not been any reported, or none that we know of in any case, so that I wouldn't worry about it as a toxic side effect to the brain.
That's exactly right. Yeah, there was a major phase one clinical study that was done at Harvard's Faulkner Hospital where they looked at safety of HCC at 9 grams a day, which is obviously far higher than what most people take, and it's been proven to be safe. One thing I would mention that just sort of tangential that remind me of this question, but one of the interesting areas of research on HCC now is its effect on stress. And some of the studies that were done in immune-compromised patients, one of the things they've discovered in general is that their stress levels came down, but it was unclear why that was happening. Well, recently there's been research showing a connection between natural killer cell activity and stress, and Dr. Walsh at Harvard just wrote a paper on that.
Okay. All right, very interesting. Thank you for that call, Jason. As you folks can tell by the music, it's time for yet one more break. So we're going to take another brief pause. We'll be back shortly. We'll be right back. is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist's Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did. Okay, this is Don Goldberg. Again, I'm here with Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, and our special guest, Dan Lifton. We consider ourselves your Wilner Chemist nutritional supplement professionals. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Nature's Way, the makers of Primadophilus probiotic supplements, the one with the true potency guarantee. I want to point out that the entire line of Nature's Way products is on sale in Wilner Chemist right now at 30% off list price. I also want to remind you, this is a two-hour show, and we hope you'll stay tuned for a very interesting second hour. We'll be back right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news.